BJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
I'll be the therapy that you need, baby, right here at home. Get lost in my body and pretend that nothing is wrong.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories, this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's your next hour of commentary and music.
We just need one night to apply that good pressure.
I'm a tall, leggy blonde. My name is Leslie.
Yale Law School can suck my ass. I'm Jade. Is that a contextually approved use of the word ass?
I think so.
No? Okay.
It is.
All right. We will allow it.
Just this once. Oh my God. It's been ages since we recorded together.
It has been a really long time. It's been probably over a month, actually.
Yes, I think so. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you weren't able to record?
Why wasn't I able to? I was taking the LSAT. And then spent like 3 weeks recovering from taking the LSAT.
Would you like to share how it went? You don't have to.
It went pretty well. You know, I didn't get an Elwood score, but I'm pretty happy with it. I wish I'd gotten... Maybe, okay, this episode is going to be the episode where you try to convince me to not retake the LSAT.
Okay.
Because, okay, so the reason why I said Yale can suck my ass is because they released their incoming medians, their median scores for this year, and it is like 2 points higher than my score. And I am very mad about it and very sad.
Okay. And so, did they like just release this? They're like, anybody from beyond this exact threshold or whatever cannot.
Oh, no, it's not that you can't. It's not. There's no minimum. It's just the median. So 50% of admitted students had a score that or higher. And the 75th percentile is even crazier. It's a 178, which is just 1 point away from Elwood score. And that was back in the days.
Mm-hmm. So why do I have to convince you to not retake it?
Or to retake it.
Oh, sorry, to retake it. No, why do I have to? I thought you were asking me to convince you to not retake it.
Actually, that's true. Because I want to retake it, but I don't want to spend $200 on it. And I also don't think I would do better. But yeah.
Okay. And last we talked about the specific thing when we were having dinner the other day. You did mention that some schools do not look fondly on you if they find out that you retook if you retook the LSAT and got a higher score. Isn't that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is true. That's what Yale said. But they're also the ones with these crazy scores, so I can't really trust what they say. They're like, oh, don't retake it if you have a 170. And then it's like, we're not going to admit you if you don't have a 170, if you don't have a 175, which is like, well.
Are you telling me that your issue here is that you're kind of doubting their word on their...
Yeah, I think they're liars.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the thing, right? Because I've been watching a lot of...
Ace Attorney?
No, you have been watching a lot of Ace Attorney. I actually have not touched a single game of Ace Attorney. I've been listening to like podcasts with admissions officials from different law schools. And it's all very nice. They say very nice things and it is very helpful. But at the end of the day, right, it is they are trying to sell you something. They're trying to get you to apply so they can reject you. So their numbers for the next year will look better. So it looks like, so it's more selective. It's like, oh, this year 5,000 people applied and we only accepted 200 of them. Like they are saying all these fun, you know, they do have these nice podcasts that are helpful, but at the end of the day, how much can I actually trust what they say? Can I really hold them to their word? Because they have a motive that is quite different from my motive as an applicant.
Right. And you do have to pay like an application fee, right?
You do, yes.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to try to convince you to not take the LSATs again. Just don't do it. Doesn't sound like it's worth it. You're paying a bunch of money to take the actual test.
Yes.
I'm going to assume that you're not going to get a tutor again because you've already done it once.
I don't have a tutor. I've never had one.
Oh, sorry. How did you study again? You had to pay money to study?
Oh, yeah. It was just like a online course.
Okay. You wouldn't take that again, right?
It's not a course. It's just material. So you just pay them money. So they give you access to previous administered tests and then you just take it.
Okay. But if you were to retake the LSAT, would you do that again?
No, just because I have the access to the materials already, so I don't have to pay for it again.
Okay, that's good then. But you would still have to pay again for your LSAT. You have to pay the application fee, and there's no guarantee that they're going to accept you or even consider you if they find out that you took it twice.
I mean, they definitely will consider me if I took it twice. That's the thing. It's not that big of a deal if you take it twice. They just allegedly look down on it. But we don't know if that's true.
Okay.
But counterpoint, at the score I have now, they won't even look at it.
I see.
That's also not true. But it's definitely lower than what they're aiming for.
Would you have to wait like another year to apply to Yale if you do it again?
No, I can just apply in November.
Okay. What is in the town of Yale? I don't know what it's called.
First of all, the college is not located in the town of Yale, United States of America.
I don't know what it's called.
It's in a city called New Haven, Connecticut, and they have pizza. And an opioid crisis. Two things. They have at least two things. Three things. They have Yale, they have a drug problem, and they have pizza.
Okay. Are any of those things super appealing to you?
Does pizza look appealing to you? Duh.
So they only have pizza.
Yeah, those are the only three things they have in New Haven, Connecticut.
Why would you want to go to Yale?
So I can become a Supreme Court justice, which I can't even do because I'm Canadian. They do have like very specific programs that I want to go into. They have a lot of really interesting opportunities and they have a entirely need-based scholarship application process. So because everybody there's no merit-based scholarship because everybody there is with a lot of merit. It's like the cream of the crop. So I can basically get my entire tuition plus cost of living costs covered with a scholarship. It is literally the best law school in the world. I guess that's it.
Okay. In the chance that they reject you.
No, they're definitely going to reject me.
Okay, why are we having this conversation?
I'm just
no more thought experiments for the day. Jeez.
Okay. I like that you took it seriously, but they're definitely going to reject me even if I got a 180. Actually, that's not true. Maybe they won't, but...
Stop. Just they... shut up.
I mean, I want to go to Yale and get some pizza.
You can just...
Do you think they serve pizza at Yale?
You can just go to the campus, visit a day, and then leave. Go to New Haven, Connecticut.
It's actually too late to visit because they were having open house tours last week and I missed it.
Is this like a gated community? Can't you just go on campus?
You can go. Yeah, no, you can go on campus, but you're not allowed into the buildings.
Do you really want to go into the buildings? Why does it sound like a Costco? where you have to like show your membership to get in.
No, Yale is definitely just Costco for wasps. Actually, Costco is Costco for wasps. Costco is Costco for everybody.
So just feeling, I have no aspirations to get into Yale. So like my bias is there, but this is just sounding all the more futile. I'm sorry. Do you have a friend who goes to Yale?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know anybody that goes to Yale.
Okay. Well, maybe down the road you can meet somebody who goes to Yale. And then that's your opportunity to go inside of the campus. And then later on you can leave and get pizza.
Oh, I do know somebody that goes to Yale Law School. They're not a friend, but I do know a person.
Okay. Just try to get in good with them then.
Okay.
What is the playlist?
The playlist is a belated mid-autumn festival playlist that I made for last week that we didn't get to play. All the songs are themed around the moon, possibly around the appearance of a moon rabbit, and they're all very sad.
Okay.
Coming up is... This is a good crossover with my playlist, Sad Waitian Hours. This is The Moon Song by Karen O and Ezra Koenig. Enjoy.
Keep from you.
It's
perfect afternoon. Your shadow follows me all day, making sure that I'm okay. And we're a million miles away, a million. A million miles away.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. You just heard First Thing Smokin' by Looney. My name is Jade.
My name is Leslie. Now let's move on to current events. Very current, as this is going to be played on September 19th, a Monday, on which some workers in Canada will be taking the day off to commemorate the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. Where do we begin?
Okay. See, here's the thing. Here's my take. This, the whole thing is a charade, right? I mean, like, we have, like, she's our figurehead. She's the head of state, where she was. Now it's King Charles. I don't want to think about it. But you got her head and our money. You have, like, her portrait on, like, a bunch of clubs across the nation. She's got her royal proclamations. Whenever we pass a law, we have to get her to approve of it. So if we're gonna have this charade while she was alive, I feel like we should have the charade and have everybody get a day off when she dies. Like, it's just not fair. It's not fair that I don't get a day off. Actually, I wouldn't even want a day off. I would just want stat pay. I don't think I get stat pay.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I was listening to a Canada Land podcast earlier this morning about this topic. And one of the points that was brought up was, like, it feels very Canadian to be kind of just like, and I'll say it within context, half-assing this whole thing. It just doesn't really seem to make sense.
It's weird.
In that, like, all federal employment federal government employees get the day off. Some other organizations will also follow suit, but not everyone will.
And it's not across all provinces, because it's decided provincially. So BC is one of the few provinces that actually made this officially a day off for federal employees. I know in Ontario, it's not a day off. Like, kids still have to go to school. I know the Minister of Education said something like, on that day, you should, like, talk to your kids and, like, talk about the Queen and commemorate her, whatever, her reign. But, like, it's just BC.
My question, I guess, is, like, why have that difference, I guess, in allowing the provinces to, like, make this decision? 'Cause it seems disingenuous either way. And I want to put out there and preface, like, here on Typically Tuesdays, neither of us are really, like, in it for the British monarchy.
Speak for yourself.
Oh. One out of two of us don't approve of colonialism.
Okay, well. If you had to say it like that.
But no, yeah, I think. But with that being said, like, this is an issue that is worth still interrogating, I think. You and I are different, Jade, because I apparently get the day off. I don't work for the government. But my organization wants us to not work on the day of, and I personally find that very confusing, being that many of the people that my organization serves are people who have been victims of colonization of the British Empire. And
maybe
also
a day to celebrate.
And also, we will be taking September 30th off as well for National Truth and Reconciliation. And while I I would like to hold on to hope and say that the day off is supposed to be a day of celebration. And grief, and maybe like a day to hold grief for those who have experienced the very worst of British colonization. I'm confused as to, I question that a little bit as well, I guess, because I don't necessarily think that's what's happening.
I mean, no, I don't think that's happening. I don't think anyone's getting the day off to celebrate the death of the queen. the opposite, quite actually. I just want stat pay. I'm just mad. I will take any holiday. We need more holidays. That's my hot take. Maybe King Charles will give us more holidays. Okay, it is so weird saying king. I think they should just keep the queen title and just call him Queen Charles.
I heard on a...
His Majesty the Queen, Charles III. Where if he were the queen, I feel like he would be Queen Charles I. Because he's the first one to use that title.
Right. I think I read somewhere before that back in the Middle Ages, king and queen weren't necessarily like gendered. It was more like who was the figurehead.
Oh, interesting.
So that could be, that could happen. We can't just call him Queen Charles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's
do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's degender
what?
The monarchy.
Actually, I saw this thing on Reddit. It didn't say degender the monarchy, but it said to force femme Charles.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I actually did have something to say, but now I'm thinking about force femme Charles. Oh boy. Oh yeah, the thing I wanted to ask you, what do you think Charles's drag name would be?
Oh my God.
Because here's the thing. The new season of Drag Race UK is coming up and it's going to be delayed because of this, the whole funeral thing and the mourning thing, right? What if Charles is a special guest judge? Do you think that would be possible?
I don't know. Yeah. Do you have other thoughts about this whole shebang with the queen dying?
Not specifically about the drag name.
No. Oh, you. Well, do you have comments?
Do I have more comments about drag? No, I don't. Do I have more thoughts about the queen dying? Not really. It does feel weird, I have to say. Obviously, this idea of a monarchy, I don't know if they feel differently in the UK because it's like literally, it's like their country. But like here in the colonies, here in Canada, it definitely feels outdated. I look forward to seeing what happens with Charles's reign because he is certainly not old. The most popular. Yes, he's old. He's certainly not the most popular public figure. And I'm not sure if many people have, you know, glowing thoughts about the institution of the monarchy. More so that they thought that Queen Elizabeth in particular was a personable or an interesting or a popular person. And she was also the queen, but not the sense that they really adored the monarchy itself. Just really, they kind of like the idea of her being this like little old woman who sometimes says funny things. So I don't think Charles is going to live up to that expectation, or not even expectation, because